I feel like I should put on some spooky music or something. Something evil. This is Jay Nemro. You're listening to Life Autistic. Live in fear. This is episode number 666. The Mark of the Beast! And I was actually going to talk about it. At the very beginning of these recordings, one of the things that prompted it was that Lisa and I were taking our kids to get evaluated to see if they had autism or Asperger's syndrome, these things. And after spending time and money to make this thing kind of come to pass, it ended up that people got little piddly little things. Well, you're kind of like this. Well, you're kind of like that. Nobody coming out with a real diagnosis. And it was somewhat depressing to me because I thought I had this nailed down. I thought I had this figured out. And come to find out from these people that they said, no. You know, your kid has this problem and this problem and this problem, but this is not autism or Asperger's or anything like that. It's not on the spectrum at all. It's all very nice. Then I talked to my daughter, my oldest daughter, Shana. She's 18. She lives up in Utah. And I don't know exactly how it came up. I think she was saying that she was going with her roommate, which has some troubled disabilities. And she was going off to the disability department somewhere. And Shana went with her. And just happened to come up and they said, and she said, oh, I'm just kind of autistic. And they said, oh, are you really? Have you been diagnosed? You know? And they said, well, let's ask you some questions. So they had her come in, gave her an appointment, had her come in, and they poked around, prodded her, asked her a lot of questions and tried to get kind of an insight. And they pretty much said, oh, we think you're a dead ringer for Asperger's, but we can't officially give you that. You'll need to give us $200 to go through the battery of tests. Apparently it would have cost $200 to do it. And, of course, she didn't have the $200 and, you know. And that's just fine. I think she's handling life okay. And I was reading Simon Baron Cohen. If that sounds sort of familiar, Simon's cousin is Sasha Baron Cohen, who is a comedian and actor who does the character Borat. And so, you know, I don't know how much they have relations. They're cousins. But Simon Baron Cohen is an expert in autism in Britain. He's actually the president of the National Autism Society in Britain. Great Britain. And he, his big thing, because, you know, people sometimes ask him, is it useful for me to get diagnosed with autism or Asperger's? And he said, only if it's causing problems in your life, only if you're having problems coping with things, is it really useful to get a diagnosis. And a lot of people who do have the diagnosis seem to be able to cope with it okay. I don't know. Sometimes I really wonder about myself. I wonder what my daughter Shana feels. Anyway, it comes back, and guess what? I'm having people who are in a position to make a diagnosis, even though they didn't in this case. But they made the determination that we think you're a dead ringer for Asperger's syndrome. And it's like, hello? Yeah, baby! Now all that stuff that I said before about, well, I think I got it wrong. And I think I ended up saying I didn't. you know, I don't think I got it wrong. I was willing to say I didn't really trust what these guys were saying, that they were trying to, I don't know what kind of an agenda they were on or what they were after. But it looks like other people would be willing to give the diagnosis to my daughter, and probably to me. And I had said, you could probably find somebody that would be willing to do it. You know, if you paid them enough money, they would do the diagnosis for you. You know, but then again, to a certain degree, if you pay somebody enough, they'll say almost anything about you. You know, I'm paying you money. Tell everybody that I'm the smartest man in the universe. Hello, this is the smartest man in the universe. You know, give me my money, please. So one has to be somewhat careful. That's why Zenith is not something that some psychologist pins on you. It's something you take upon yourself. So that's why I stick to Zenith. Asperger's, autism, OCD, things like that, ADHD. Although these are psychological terms, since they are all of a negative sort. This is a disability. This is a dysfunction. This is a disorder. You're not part of the orderly way of things. And I'm not. I just recently, you know, and after Shana had told me that, I decided to go and poke around and do some of the stuff I normally do. There's some informal surveys that you can do on yourself. You know, Simon Baron Cohen has come up with several of them. I think he kind of, I don't know if he encourages people to self-identify, but I think he's willing to give people the opportunity to figure out if they're on this road. Anyway, so I did my thing, and I tend to be pretty much in line with Asperger's people, with autistic people, in a lot of different ways, in my empathetic quotient, in my, what's the other one? There's one called the autistic quotient. It's 60 questions, and if you answer it and you get a high score, well, good for you. Hooray, hip, hip, hurry. Stuff like that. Although you have to be careful with those things, if you know the background of what kind of attributes an autistic person will have, you can take a test and you can skew it toward these things. So I'm always looking for new different things I haven't taken yet. Trying to be as honest as I can be about myself and not try to skew these things. But I still skew pretty hard. I mean, not skew. I still run pretty hard. Asperger's. So, and that's fine. You know, I'm not asking for disability. Although it may very well come at some point in the future. You know, if my wife finally goes, gee, I just can't put up with you anymore. You're just getting more and more schizophrenic, and we need to, you know, I can't deal with you. I need to have you, I need you to be on disability because you can't hold down a job anymore. Because people just can't stand you. They won't support you anymore. I hope I never get to that point. But, you know, I want my wife to have a ready escape hatch to say, you know, I need help. You know, Jay can't produce money like he needs to. He's disabled. And to be able to go and say, oh, yes. Yes, Asperger's syndrome, OCD, whatever. He's hyperactive, although I don't think I've really got the, I don't think I've got the energy level to keep that up. My sons do, but I don't. My two youngest sons, the twins, oy. They have enough energy within each one of them individually to be 5 feet, to run 5 people, and yet they are twins, and they are one, and therefore, you know, they like together have the energy of 10. Anyway, so I took those tests, I did all that stuff. I also took the Myers-Briggs test. Now, when I was younger, when I worked for the state in the WIC program, I typed out as an INFP, introverted, intuitive, feeling, perceiver. And my wife always told me, she goes, I don't think that's quite it. I don't think that's where we're headed here. And then I'd gotten this email from Shayna after I had done all the rest of this other stuff. I decided to go ahead and take one of the tests, and the first one that came out, it said INTJ, which is an introverted, come on, Jay. Intuitive thinking judger. And when you go and you look at the profile of those people, my wife went, it's a dead ringer. That's you, Jay. That's you. Which I thought was funny because it's called the mastermind. It's the person that really should, well, I don't know if they should really rule the world, but they're all those natural-born leaders, and they tend to be emperor, king-type people, you know. They don't tend to work a lot with committees, and that's kind of a bad thing because I think that's a good attribute. Is to be able to work in committees because you can't do everything yourself. Although the mastermind can try. Reluctant leaders. Reluctant, don't really want to be the leaders. Perfectly happy to leave that to other people unless other people are incompetent or aren't doing it right. Then they have a tendency to want to just take it and be the leader, reluctant leader, just because they want it to be done right. So, anyway. And that was what kind of came of that. Now, I don't know how many INTJs are on the autistic spectrum. I seem to think that there's quite a few. In fact, some people say that it may be a hallmark of being autistic is that you type out as an INTJ often, or an NT, which is funny because we usually, people in the culture of Asperger's and autism, call NT neurotypicals, and yet in Myers-Briggs world we are the NTs, the intuitive thinkers. And so I found it really interesting. Now, it doesn't say all of them have to be this way, but boy, the vast majority of them are like this. Excuse me. Oh, getting tired. I'm still bouncing back from something, and I'll have to give you a report about what that something is, but not in 666. This is the sign of the beast. I think it's going to be people like INTJs. I think it's going to be Zenith people who are going to help lead people away from evil, away from the mark of the beast. And I'm not sure I want to make too many correlations there, if there is any to be made. Anyway, my name is Jay Nemro. It's going to be kind of a short one because I'm just tired. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This has been The Sign of the Beast, 666, episode number 666. You can contact me at autism, AUTISM, at Quix, QUIX, .US. This is Jay Nimro. Have a great day.